Thanks God we have some families who had the courage to bring back their children from the States to start a new job, new work, new fabrics here in the Holy Land in Jerusalem. We have some good examples. They don't want to leave. Others, they don't believe our speech, they don't believe the speech of His Holiness. When they see the situation, the past, the present, the future, they don't believe us and they leave. What can we do? But we cannot stop preaching them to have hope and to stay and to be courageous. I can say maybe the Muslims are more courageous in the refugee camp. They have from 8 to 14 children and they stay. Our people are nice, good, we like them. They are a little bit spoiled and they leave quickly.
The Pope also talked about the importance of the support of the international community. What role do you really see from the international community today? Or is the answer, can the answer only come from inside Israel and Palestine?
No, we are an integral part from the Universal Church. We need the Universal Church. We need from outside. We need these people here spending 2 days not to be satisfied with the speech and promises and visits and so on. We need them to be more involved in practical project in our daily day, our daily life, in our projects, in our schools, in our institutions. They must move more than speech. It is okay to speak. We have a big solidarity, thanks God, from outside, from Europe, from the States. We hope to have more and more, see people more involved in our life, our daily life. There is big solidarity, that's right, but what we need more does not arrive till now. We need normal life and we need peace.
We've been talking here about the effects of the Arab Spring on the region. What effect have you seen that having here on people in the Palestinian territories?
Well, till now, this Arab Spring didn't arrive to Palestinian territories, not arrive to Israel, but I'm sure it is coming, whether with violence, it's coming, whether peacefully. Quickly or late, it is coming, and I think the regime, whether in Israel, the Arab world, and in Palestine, they must think about it and prepare themselves. Maybe they have to take some concrete steps to welcome this Arab Spring for the good of their population. Yeah, otherwise they will be surprised by it, and it can be too late.